Stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilos. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilos, doing the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah. Once again, it's on, man. You know what I mean? Like that man Ice Cube said. Once again, it's on. The motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube, the bitch killer. Cat killer. Hey, nah, it's your boy, Coach Ali, man. We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. I'm super hypey today. I got a special guest, man, Jordan Pauline. She's a singer, songwriter, actress. Straight out of Los Angeles, California. She's written and co-produced since the age of 10. You know what I'm saying? She's been featured on television, including Ant Farm, Shake It Up, Disney Channel, Love and Hip Hop, VH1, America's Top Model, Bad Girls Club on Oxygen, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, CSI Miami. So she's been working, man. And she went to school for the shit. I was reading her bio. You know what I mean? So we're going to catch up with her. You know what I'm saying? Not only is she a cute face, but she got some brains, you know what I'm saying? She can sing, she can dance, but she got some brains in there. She went to school for the shit, man. So we're going to tap in with her a little bit later on, play some of her music. She got some fire-ass joints, man, you know what I'm saying, on that R&B tip. So we're going to be tapping in with her just in a few minutes, man. But it's Wednesday, man, getting you through this hump day, man. I'm your boy, Coach Ali. We call them plays, X's and O's, and execution. And I got to get this shit started with my man, Jay Diggs, man. The Cuddy be doing it, moving. He like, fuck coronavirus. He got to get to it. And unfortunately, he was stopped in Rogers County, man. He was arrested, you know what I mean? He had a couple bands on him. He had some pounds on him, you know, but he thought it was a marijuana state. You know, Diggs got a CBD company, you feel me? So ain't nothing wrong with a little marijuana, man, you know what I mean? So, you know, he bailed out real quick on him, you know what I mean, and did it moving like, boom, you know what I mean? You know how he do it. So with that being said, I'm going to break y'all off with this Stay at Home by the Cuddy. Diggs, we're going to run a play, man.
14, you know? What we doing? Yeah.
They told me sit it down, but I can't get with that. And fuck the truck check, I can't do shit with that. These niggas hella slow like their doors in. I'm getting to this dough while you quarantine. Coronavirus got you niggas in the house. They lock the city down, but I be in and out. They asking where I'm at, I'm probably outside. They asking what I'm doing, you tell them occupied. Still bust moves, I'm just one of them dudes. And I be getting to that bag like I got something to prove. I will wave the mag like you bet not move. The eyes say I won't, but I bet I do.
I'ma stay at home, I'ma stay at home. I'ma stay at home, I'ma stay at home. I'm still at home, I'ma stay at home. But when the money called, then I'm gone.
40 on my wrist, 40 in my fist. She want a new body, I spent 40 on my bitch. They asking who shot him, I just hit him through the wave. I still be in the field and I be doing two a day. All I do is trap, you just rap as a decoy. Lucky I ain't robbing, I be sticking up you D-boys. Still got him nodding in the function with my youngster. Zeke got the trees, little thieves got the thump. Another hot summer about to grill a nigga meat. Cut throw soup, that mean kill him in the street.
What you gonna do when them killers get on feet? Might run off in your house and leave your million where you sleep. COVID-19, they like, ain't you scared? I say, you ever seen a car full of guns and dreads? You ever been told you belong to the feds and you ain't never going home? You go home when you did? Life is too short, you gotta watch how you play. Put your life and your time on the scale and weigh it. I don't sugarcoat shit, the mother nigga is scared. And I don't fuck with no rats, and I'm the nigga that said. I'ma
stay at home, I'ma stay at home. I'ma stay at home, I'ma stay at home. I'ma stay at home, I'ma stay at home. I'ma stay at home.
But when the money called, then I'm gone.
Yeah, man, that's the Cutty J. Diggs right there, man. Stay at home, man. You know, he had to do it on them in Rogers County, man. You know, they better act like they don't know, man. They know. He fucks with OKC in Oklahoma. Very, very tough, man. Shout out to my man Diggs, man. That one was Stay at Home, man. Got a special guest, Jordan Pauline, to be in the building with your man Coach, man. We're going to chop it up, have a whole lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? Ask her a whole bunch of questions, talk about her music. She got some joints, man, some smacking-ass joints, man. I got to give it to her production team, man, her manager, man, Victor, man. I appreciate you, boy. You know what I mean? Hey, I love this modern-day technology, man. Got to give a shout-out to Victor Jackson, man. You know what I mean? Shout-out to Victor Jackson, man, doing his thing, man. Reaching out, you know what I mean? Talking to your boy and making shit happen, man. So I really appreciate that, man, because it's too easy nowadays in this day and age. You feel me? Also, while I'm talking, I'm going to give y'all a COVID-19 update, you know what I'm saying, here in the state of California, man, and what's going on in the world around me, you know what I mean, while I'm running my mouth, man. Right about now, in the United States, we still have 1.5 million people confirmed, 298,000 people have recovered, so that's a good thing. Unfortunately, we had 92,333 deaths so far, man, in the United States. Due to COVID-19. In California, we got 81,795 confirmed cases, 3,334, you know what I mean? And so, you know, that's no good, man. Wash your hands, you know what I'm saying? If you got to stay at home, then you stay at home, you know what I mean? Where I'm at in Kern County, man, we got 1,571 confirmed cases with 1,300 recovered, you know what I mean? Excuse me, 1,034 recovered and only 25 deaths. So that's, you know, the numbers seem to be kind of staying, you know, at a certain pace, man. So that's what's up. Shout out to Kern County for doing their part, man. Don't be in a rush just, you know, just because this shit open, you know, rush to go outside and shit. You know what I mean? Don't be in a rush. Don't fuck shit up. Take the time. Ease into that motherfucker, man. Because when you rush, you know, you're liable to bust something, man. That's all I'm saying. You're liable to break something. And what we don't want is a pandemic, more of the pandemic to keep breaking out. You feel me? New cases and things of that nature. Hey, man, I got some more music, man. Special guests coming up, Jordan Pauline. So y'all stay tight. You know what I mean? Stay tuned, man. We're going to tap in. It's going down, man. Right about now, man, this is my partner, man, Money Making Sal. You know what I'm saying? This one is called Mud Walking. New video on the way, man. Run a play.
Yeah, straight up. Money making Seth.
It's the money making Seth.
Gold Noise Records.
Gold noise.
Young Crow.
Nah, we rock, man.
Let's get it. I'm sipping on this slime, got me mud walking. On the phone with my connect, you know I'm plug talking. No matter what the price is, I'm finna just cop it. You could lose your life, nigga, stop it. Sipping on this slime, got me mud walking. On the phone with my connect, you know I'm plug talking. No matter what the price is, you know I'm gonna cop it. You could lose your life, nigga, stop it. I ain't never quitting, but I ain't saying no. Double cup slimy, bitch, you know we call it bow. Fuck that hoe, I had to cut her off, I let her go. I love money, bitch, I don't love no hoe. I get that prices for the low, you know the prices, they bring me the snow. But all the dope and all that money is gonna add up for sure. Cause I'm climbing up this ladder. I see you hating, you be talking down on me, but it don't matter. Drinking, fucking up my bladder. Fuck that bitch, you can have her. The next one I'm gonna get, I'm gonna master. New verbal attacker. Spark the wood, I'm gonna ash it. Keeping it solid like to the casket. Questions you be asking. Yeah, the freakos, they really be finding. A nigga like me attractive. Rich, I be grinding in this game, I be shining. And you know that you can't ever fuck with me, bitch, you lying. I'm sipping on this slime, got me mud walking. On the phone with my connect, you know I'm plug talking. No matter what the price is, I'm finna just cop it. You could lose your life, nigga, stop it. Sipping on this slime, got me mud walking. On the phone with my connect, you know I'm plug talking. No matter what the price is, you know I'm gonna cop it. You could lose your life, nigga, stop it.
Niggas better watch. I already know. And I keep it on me cautious. Bitch, yeah, take my wallet. All I do is check. Light check deposit. Smoking on this cookie. Loaded, bitch, I'm nauseous. Every day I'm dipped. I'm dripped, I'm flossed. Niggas on my line. Get the fuck up, back up off it. I don't even play. I'm in her face. I be loaded in her place. I be all up in her face. Riding with my niggas. Yeah, I'm loading up this cake. Slipping on this slump. I be slipping every day. Bitch, get on your grind. Get this money, get this pay. Ho, get this dough. Get this dough like anyway. Yeah. Plug talking, bitch. I'm mud walking. Every day. Money. Yeah, do it off. Niggas want. keep it on me. Bitch, I'm fully dripped. I am the homie. Fuck walking, fuck talking, fuck every day. Every day, every day. I'm sipping on this slime, got me mud walking. On the phone with my connect, you know I'm plug talking. No matter what the price is, I'm finna just cop it. You could lose your life, nigga, stop it. Sipping on this slime, got me mud walking. On the phone with my connect, you know I'm plug talking. No matter what the price is, you know I'm gon' cop it. You could lose your life, nigga, just stop it.
Yeah, that's my man, Money Maker. Out of Sacramento, man. Featured artist inside the coach's corner, man. You know what I mean? We call him plays. X's and O's and execution. It's all on how you run a man. And, you know, we just running plays, man. Your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more, man. Shajalalahu, brother. Salam alaikum, man. You know what I mean? That's going in. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with your boy coach right now. Tapping in. I see y'all, man. Much love, much respect, man. I got some brand new music. This is my man, Pizzo 70 Savage, man. We're going to run a play, man.
Look. Mamba mentality when I'm in the booth. My attempt at sobriety fell through the roof. Things I shouldn't have been doing to me got exposed. Ramifications from the life I chose. On 10 toes, I got to stay on. Not too far back, I almost was gone. I've been here like last year. Almost got checked, mate, almost disappeared. Now I live life with way more no fear. Tomorrow ain't promised. We all take shit for granted sometimes, let's be honest. Go hard in the paint or stay your ass home. That's exactly the type of shit I'm staying on. If you can't understand that, you youngest run alone. Go and tell your mama and daddy that Zoe is in the zone. I'm most home when in front of the mic. Y'all can say what y'all want, I'ma do what I like. Be Deleon, South City Zone. With me, Pizzo, the heater man, so you know it's on. R.I.P. Nip, Hustle, and Motivate is what I was listening to rolling the Golden Gate.
7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Freeze on. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's good. 6-5-0, you can put it on the wood. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Freeze on. 7-0 Savage, you know it's a go. 6-5-0,
every morning when I wake up, I get my cake up. Plays on the court, I'm going in for the layup. Money on the phone, make the play, they gon' pay up. You heard what I said, hell yeah, they gon' pay up.
Yeah.
I'm a hustler, if it sells, I can sell it. I'm more about asking, you the type to just tell it. Baby mama tripping, cause I'm slanging dope. I'm trying to ball out, baby, fuck being broke. This lifestyle that I'm living is all I know. You see the pain in my eyes, but you don't feel me, bro. Every day I pray that I make it home. There's money to be made when you call my phone. Road running. 20 packs in a duffel bag. Big buds, you can smell it through the turkey bag. On my way to Fairfield, hit the heater, man. Pop a rubber band, stumble through them hunters, man.
7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Freeze on. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's good. 6-5-0, you can put it on the wood. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0,
Tucker Freeze on. Yeah, that's right, Brandon. Right there,
Savage,
there.
You know it's a go.
7-0 Savage, man. You know we do, man. It's the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Coach Ali. We call it play. X and O and execution. It's all on how you run them, bro. You know what I mean? Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. Your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more, man. Speaking of brand new music and live artists, man, I got Jordan Pauline, singer, songwriter, actress. Straight up. The game, man. This one's called Welcome Home featuring Nip Hustle, man. Run a play. New music, man. You got what I mean?
Wake up every morning on the same shit. I smoke my wood to the roach like I ain't rich. Niggas I used to hang with is still gang with. Lamborghini outside, but nigga, that don't change shit. Same nigga that gave you classic after classic could still chop rock and zip it plastic after plastic. Why you think Dr. Dre don't take me on them yachts with him? Whispering to Snoop, this nigga probably got a Glock with him. Facts, smoke coming out the Rari hood. Nigga, I could fuck Nikki if Safari could. Motivation for all my niggas that's watching. All my niggas from Watson, South Central and Compton. I wish you could've been a fly on the wall in my dope spot, leaning with it tucked in my drawers. And I hope not, cause doing 25 to life is a roadblock. Welcome to my last album, Nip, time to close shop.
$20 million acting broke, nigga. All you niggas, please stay woke, nigga. All my niggas came up selling dope, nigga. Why the fuck you think they call us dope niggas? Broken home, broken dreams, no hope, nigga. Why the fuck you think we selling dope, niggas? Just for all my dogs and my lokes, nigga. Gotta get our neck about these ropes, nigga.
Fire to the spoon, put you on the moon. Make America great again, you a fucking coon. And you niggas wonder why I'm unenthused. Cause hard bottoms trump running shoes. And the less you know, the longer you live. And the more you know, they tapping your crib. My niggas that say they got shot and actually did. Who never thought what happened to Pac, what happened to Big, what happened to L, what happened to Proof and Jam J, though. Hip hop, I lean on you, R.I.P. to Fredo. Young niggas stay woke, old niggas stay woke. It's raining hollow tips, I'm dripping in this Gucci raincoat. Security won't pat me, niggas won't at me. Same nigga to say the West with a bald head and some khakis. Watching Kendrick's show while top dogs at me. This my last album, motherfucker, I hope.
$20 million acting broke, nigga. All you niggas, please stay woke, nigga. All my niggas came up selling dope, nigga. Why the fuck you think they call us dope, nigga? Broken home, broken dreams, no hope, nigga. Why the fuck you think we selling dope, nigga? Just for all my dogs and my lokes, nigga. Gotta get our neck about these ropes, nigga.
This shit's over. Say this your last shit, I don't believe you, Chuck. I remember LAX, nigga. Bring that beat back for me, though. I gotta say something. Yeah. Chuck, what up?
I was like, fuck rap music, I'm gonna rob me a bank. Starving artists ain't my style, that shit'll drive me insane. Gave my mind to these millions and my heart to the gang. Probably die up in these streets, but I survived through my name. Every nigga around me killers and I doubt it'll change. If the police get behind us, we go out with a bang. Early 2000s, murder rate was a shame. We was saying bullets got no names. Nigga, we're as charismatic on these corners like Tupac on stage. But fuck a dream if it's not gonna pay. You feel me? White socks hat with my Glock on waist. Couldn't tell me I was not O'Shea. Posted at the quickest split. Don't get caught on tape, cause they put them cameras up since they shot Quinshay. Chuck, I remember your white range. Slauson ass, ran up on you, gave you my mixtape. Now,
$20 million acting broke, nigga. All you niggas sleep, stay woke, nigga. All my niggas came up selling dope, nigga. Why the fuck you think they call us dope, nigga? Broken home, broken dreams, no hope, nigga. Why the fuck you think we selling dope, nigga? This for all my dogs and my lopes, nigga. Gotta get our neck about these ropes, nigga.
Yeah, brand new music right there inside the Coach's Corner. You know what it is. The home of independent hip-hop live interviews, brand new music and more. That was The Game. Featuring the motherfucking GOAT himself, man. Rest in peace, Nip Hustle, man. A motherfucking prophet, man. You feel me? Yes, man. That's what we call ghetto soul music, man. I got a special guest just tapping in with you, boy coach, man. Jordan Pauling, singer, songwriter, actress, model is going down inside the Coach's Corner, man. We're going to tap in right about now, man. What's going on, young lady? How you doing? Welcome to the Coach's Corner.
Hey.
How you
not
doing?
Much. Hanging in there, working. I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. I can't complain. Another day in paradise. You feel me?
Period.
That's right. That's period. Right. That's right. Hey, I was reading over your bio. I mean, first of all, men ain't supposed to ask a woman how old she is, but I mean, it seemed like you've been in the game since 10. You got a lot of work done in a short time because you ain't 100. That's for sure.
I'm 21.
Okay. Yeah. You've done a whole lot of shit in 21 years, girl. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? They shot me the thing. I seen it. I'm like, okay, she a cute face. She doing her thing. But then when I start reading the bio, I said, wait a minute. She went to school for this.
wait a minute.
You know what I mean? This ain't no gimmick. This is real. This is unreal. That's what's up.
That's pretty. I've been in the field for my whole life, pretty much.
That's what's up. I'm gonna just read it to the people that's listening real quick. You co-produced and since the age of 10, you featured on television, Ant Farm, Shake It Up, Love and Hip Hop, America's Next Top Model, Bad Girls Club, Keep It Up with the Kardashians. What was all that like?
That's cool. A journey.
That's a journey. I mean, you know, a lot of people trying to get to the first step, they would love to just do Shake It Up. I mean, they'd be if I can do Shake It Up, I'll retire right now.
No, that was like, I actually was writing for, I wrote all the songs that they were like dancing to. Well, not all the songs, but most of the songs. Me and this other writer by the name of Sheena Player. But I started that when I was like 10. And I don't know, it just never really registered to me. Also, maybe because I was like really young, I didn't realize the magnitude of what was going on, you know. But now that I'm looking back on it, I think it's really cool. I'm grateful for it, you know.
Man, it is really cool.
Sure.
Because a lot of people don't know in the music industry, the writers get most of the money anyway. You know what I mean? So somebody set you up early. They set you up on the right track early in the game. You know what I'm saying? Who were some of your influences coming up early in music?
Well, Prince. I love Prince. That's my favorite artist.
Okay.
Aaliyah. Minnie Riperton. Stevie Wonder.
That's right. He's naming off the twins.
I love Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
One of my favorite artists that I'm really getting into is Brent Faiyaz. He's actually really fire.
That's what's up.
But yeah.
I was going to say Diana Ross was my first crush. She was like the first Beyonce when I was coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She was everything. You know what I mean? On the magazine covers of everything.
Everything.
That's dope.
A true superstar.
That's dope. Also, notice you got a chance to work with a lot of big producers. Brian Killer B, XL Robinson, Master P, Snoop Dogg. What was some of that stuff? Working on some of those projects. What was that like?
It was cool. It was fun. I was just like doing it. Like I said, like I was like younger. Like I didn't register. You know.
Okay.
I can't explain it. It was really, but I was mostly, my mom's a manager, so I was like writing for her artists at the time.
Shout out to mom.
And they were actually recording it, and it was shipping off. But it was actually, I just enjoyed doing it, you know, like I didn't put too much thought into what was actually going on around me. But now it's a little different. Like, the more things are happening for me, it's, like, starting to hit me. So, just mentally prepared. Sorry about that.
Well, I like the innocence about you. It seemed like you got a very fun spirit. I was checking out some of your videos. Stay in that space, you know what I'm saying, where you're not really aware so much, but you are aware, you know what I mean? Because sometimes for artists, I know if too aware of what's going on, it takes away from the creativity. And when you're just having fun with it, it gives you creative space to create, making great music like you do. Let's talk about some of your philanthropy situations that you're into. I noticed that you're involved with Artists Wanting AIDS and HIV related education. What's that about?
Well, that's just giving people awareness that HIV is still like prevalent in the community, is still like growing, and it's still here. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of young kids and everybody influenced by all these rappers and stuff thinking like it's okay to have more than one sexual partner, and you know, to do that unprotected. This is still you know, something that needs to be taken care of. It's something to be like, you know, brought to people's attention, because in the Black community and in the LGBT community, it's still here, and young adults and stuff. So we're just still telling people to wrap it up, bringing awareness, helping raise money to, you know, even though there's a cure already, but, you know, shit, fuck it. And, you know, kids that's, like, dealing with it, they'll talk to, like, other people that, to, you know, prevent it and, like, stuff like that. It's a good thing. It's just, you know, bringing awareness to, you know, young folk and all folk that, you know, wrap it up, be safe out here. It's like, we only live one life, you know, don't be selfish and, you know, don't be selfish.
I hear you. I'm just listening. I'm just listening, you know what I'm saying? Part of interviews sometimes, a lot of people want to do all the talking, but a part of it is being a good listener. And I'm just listening to some of the points that you're talking about. And seeing where you at with it. Not too many young people got their head screwed on like you do. So I want to commend you again, because it's true. It's like COVID-19. You know what I mean? They telling you that this shit is killing people, but you still going outside without the mask on and your gloves on when you coming in contact with people. Like, fuck it. That's kind of selfish. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel you with that. And HIV does affect our community as African Americans, Latino Americans, you know what I'm saying? Poor folks in general, you know what I mean? Even though they do got a cure. And a lot of people don't know that it's readily available, how easy, if it is easy to get. I don't know. But so that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, let's get into some of your music. I like this. I like Hey Hi. I like that one. I like Big Ben. I like all of this. I like
it.
You know what I mean? A lot of people send me music. You know what I mean? I grew up around music and recording studios half of my whole life. And it's rare that sometimes I think artists rush to put shit out. Mm-hmm. And I think you marinated yours in the oven like a great cake, you know, like a baker, and until it was just right. You got all the right ingredients, what you're doing, and now you present it, you know what I'm saying, to the, you know what I mean, like the chef school or something, you know, with the Ramsey, you know what I'm saying, that he was throwing this shit on the floor.
Gordon.
Yeah, people be sending me music, and I'll throw that shit. I'm like, no, gets no rotation, and no. But this is dope. This is real. This next level shit, man. So, let's introduce Hey Hi. Yeah, let's introduce Hey Hi. Let the world, you know, get to it. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Shody, to the world, and tell them about this single, Hey Hi.
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jordan Pauline, and you're about to listen to Hey Hi by me. This is a hater anthem. You know, if a bitch hating, flip your hair and tell her, Hey Hi, what you looking at? You know, take a picture, it'll last longer. Pay me. You feel me? But yeah, hey, hi. Hope you guys like it. Yeah.
Hello, I hate the word. Thank you.
Yeah, brand new music right there inside the Coach's Corner. Hey, hi, Jordan Pauline. I'm your man, Coach Ali. We call them plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them. And we sitting in live right now. You know what I'm talking about with Jordan Pauline. You know what I mean? Hey, she said, I don't like the word drip. I'm tired of the word drip. You feel me? Hey, shout out to Everybody Loves Raymond on the IG. He said, that's a vibe right there. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anthony Muhammad gave it like 100 mics. You feel me? So I appreciate you, Anthony Muhammad. 707, man. I see y'all, man. Yeah, man. All the way from the Bay to L.A., man. They fucking with you, man. You know what I mean? They fucking with this.
Thank you, guys.
Man, hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's dope. It's dope. Hey, I like how it's full. The whole track was full. I'm talking about the melody, the hook. I mean, how it's jumping. Okay. I don't like to compare artists to artists, but you got a real professional sound. You feel me? You kind of sound a little bit like that B, that Queen B. That means millions, man. It sounds like you're on your way to make a couple bands like the Queen B, though. You feel me?
I mean, especially with you. I receive it. I claim it. Hallelujah.
Man,
thank
tell
you.
The truth and the devil,
thank
man.
You so
straight
much.
Up. That's real. Nah, because it got that feel. You said, you know, hey. And then it started jumping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that production is bananas.
Yeah.
Who produced that?
A producer by the name of Kane and one of his partners. I forgot his name. Sorry, dude. But, yeah, it's Kane and his partner.
That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. Hey, you seasoned. You're seasoned. Your season, just let it keep cooking, man. You feel me?
Thank you.
Straight
yeah.
up, you know, straight up, straight up. Speaking of millions, you know what I mean? Let's run this play. Let's keep it going. You feel me? Hey, what's this song? What was it like writing this, and what was your mind frame like when you wrote this song? What was going
was
on when
fun?
You wrote? Yes, ma'am.
Millions?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, shit, I need a million. You feel me? I need a few million. I need quite a few million. I need Jeff Bezos billions, you know? Like, I mean, that's like the inspiration. Like, you know, just wanting to be up and, you know, enjoy life and be able to get whatever and do whatever, especially when you're in a relationship with someone and
right.
y'all young and, like, dumb and y'all got it like that. So, you know, just wanting that extravaganza life.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm dropping another version of this song soon too, a better mix. But yeah, I love this song.
Ain't nothing wrong with the remix. But right now, y'all about to get the original. Hello, if you can't handle it, we gonna cut it back for you, man. Pure and unadulterated dope, man. This is Jordan Pauline with Million. I'm your man, Coach Ali. Run a play.
We were caught for all this shit, so we gon' fly in. Yeah. I'll be in a yeah.
million. Jordan Pauline right there, man. I need a million, man. Need to be in another tax bracket so a nigga can get a tax break. You feel me? It's going down, man. Brand new music inside the Coach's Corner. We sitting live with Jordan Pauline right about now, man. And we just, we go dropping game. X's and O's and execution. Hey, they telling me you in your own lane, Shorty. That's what they telling me, man. The people on the Instagram live feed is telling me you in your own lane.
Thank you, guys.
You know what I mean? That's real.
Really doing my best here.
Hey, that's real. That's real. I mean, shit, you got a wild range. I just want to say that. I mean, I like your style. It's a hip-hop R&B swing to it, and you got a crazy range. You know what I'm saying? You got a crazy, crazy range. That's some Money Motivated Monday shit, man. I'm going to play that every Monday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play Motivated Mondays. You feel me? Because I need a million.
Oh,
you feel
yeah.
me? You know what I mean? When motherfuckers are going back to work, when they finally open this shit up,
mm-hmm.
y'all go get this, man. Hey, tell everybody where they can find your music, man, where your music is streaming and where they can download and buy your music. That's very important. Go ahead and promote that.
You could find me on Amazon Music, Spotify Music, Tidal Music, YouTube Music, YouTube in general. Subscribe and like to my YouTube channel, Jordan Pauline. You could find me on Pandora, everywhere, TikTok, make a video to one of my songs, on TikTok at Jordan Pauline. Yeah, I mean, I'm everywhere, honestly. Like, I'm really just gonna make sure that it's everywhere so people don't have an excuse not to listen to it, you feel me? So, it's just Jordan Pauline. Search Jordan Pauline, J-O-U-R-D-I-N, Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, the game is definitely, you know, formatted for a person like yourself. I mean, like you said, there's no excuse. It's the digital age, the information age. Y'all run this shit.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming up, it was 2-inch reel-to-reels, half-inch reel-to-reels, ADATs. Motherfuckers was cutting shit, you know, taping it back together when an artist messed up and we had to dub over that. And if you dubbed over mm-hmm. so many times it wasn't right, we had to cut it with a razor and tape it back. Now they just click, copy, paste, punch it right back in on Pro Tools or Reasons or, you know what I mean, whatever system
mm-hmm.
that's recording on is so...
Ooh, and my happy times evolved.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I remember... you know, having a mixing board and my dad telling me to, you know, we was punching in and you had to actually take the cable out and put it in, patch it back in. And I mean, it was just crazy, you know, growing up in the recording studio area, you know, that's where I come from. So I just want to commend you on what you're doing because, I mean, there's no excuse, you know, for nobody to have it. You know what I mean? And it's formatted for you guys to make and see all your returns. So just keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody, I mean, you've accomplished a lot already. You know what I mean? So just keep going. You know what I mean? If don't ever get down on yourself or feel like, you know, stay hungry for sure. But don't feel like, you know, well, I ain't, you know, this is it and, you know, I ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, there's no limit. No sentence. Just keep going. Keep moving.
Thank you. It really is no ceiling. For real, we have so much power to do whatever the fuck we want in today's time. And you got to do whatever the fuck you want quick, too, because we don't really know what 10 years is going to look like from now. But
hello. Hello.
Yeah.
We heard it from the queen. Go on and tell him. Go on and tell him, queen. Tell him.
Yeah, man. This shit crazy out here. For real.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Hey, what's your nationality? I was looking at your picture. It looked like you got some, I want to say like a Brazilian or Belize.
I was born in Guyana and I came to LA when I was 6 years old and grew up in South Central. So I'm Guyanese and Bajan because I have Bajan side of my family. And I'm mainly Guyanese, still a little bit of Bajan, but I add Bajan because I fuck with my Bajans. But I'm fully Guyanese. Me and Rihanna are the same. She's Bajan and Guyanese too.
So you are a Nubian queen.
An island gal. Yeah, an island gal.
That's what's up. I like that Hey I video. You seem like you was having a lot of fun with the skateboarders and stuff. Where was that shot? The famous Venice Beach?
Yes, that was Venice Beach.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's dope.
I'm so happy. That video took forever to make. The vision was just like, I was like, you got to do it, Jordan. You just got to finish it. It was like so much shit going on. Like, it was just, you know, when you got challenges. So I'm so happy we got done. It came out great. Thank you to everyone that's in it, that supported it, and, you know, showing love. I appreciate it a lot.
That's what's up. That's dope. Hey, I want to ask you, you know, most people ask hip-hop artists their top, you know what I'm saying, five favorite artists of that nature. Okay, so what's the three R&B artists that you would have a good time to? You know what I'm saying? Let's put it like that. Your three favorite R&B artists, like, you know.
Stevie Wonder. I love fucking Stevie. Stevie's a fucking goat, man. Like, that nigga, his tonality, what he's talking about. Like, Stevie's amazing. Like, Stevie off top. Ooh, you said R&B?
Yeah, R&B or
hip-hop. R&B. R&B? Okay, I'll add a hip-hop in there, I guess. Dang.
Stevie's pretty funky. I like Very Superstitious. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite ones. I think at my funeral, I want motherfuckers to smoke weed and play that song.
Which one, by Stevie?
Yeah, Very Superstitious.
Oh, hey. Dang, hip hop is so hard for me. I love Chief Keef.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, I love Chief Keef. That's one of my favorite rappers. Like, in today's rapper's time, I would say Chief Keef, Young Nudie, Playboi Carti, and Young Thug are my favorites.
Okay, that's what's up, ain't nothing wrong with that, at all. Well, let's talk about this spiral real quick, man. What's going on with this joint?
Spiral, it gives you a little island taste. It's just the preparation for the, like, the island music I got coming out, even though people say it's not considered reggae, but it has reggae elements. I love that song. The nigga trying to talk to you, you know he got to do already, baby girl, or boy.
Okay.
You
got to
throw
that
money in the spiral, period.
Okay, give it up some game, man. We going to run a play. This is Spiral, Jordan Pauline. We inside the coach's corner, man. We going to run a play. Yeet.
These niggas feel away. These signs in my eyes, these signs all in my mind. Oh, you gotta do throw that just for me. Look it down, don't bore me. My money waits line for me. But that working for me. I just keep it 1K. Damn, your bitch adore me. Spend that money on me. Oh, yeah. Something to, ooh, don't care what you think I do. Is it blue? I just wanna know.
doing cardio for it. Money up for it. Driving us foreign. Bitches for it. I'm a two-time bitch doing real play shit. Living young, living rich, and scored it. Got that money in the spiral, daddy. If you really, really wanna blow, just
this shit up, go, man, I swear to God, I'm gonna reach out and slap somebody, man. Hey, that joint right there, though, that one right there, I just saw all kind of shit. Can I, all right, listen, I'm gonna call timeout. I'm gonna be a director real quick. I saw a whole video. You feel me? Okay, so check it out. You doing your thing, right? You know what I mean? And you being you, and like, the guy has to chase you. You feel me? He chasing you, and you all over the place. You busy. You doing this. You doing that. But then it go all the way like from L.A. to like the Caribbean, right? And then you got the dance thing. You feel me? We all gigging. You feel me? And then y'all wind up in the club and stuff like that. You feel me? And it's a girl, guy. You know what I mean? He don't know. You know what I'm saying? What he's trying to get you, but he can't really. You know what I mean? But he gotta try to stalk you down. You feel me? Like. But you're doing your thing, you feel me? Because he in the spiral, you know what I mean? You put him in the spiral, you feel me? Hey, that one.
I like that. Thank you. And
a market for that motherfucker, though, outside of the whole USA and all that shit, but just a grimy but good market, strip clubs. I don't go to them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. But that's a strip club song. My sister's a DJ in a strip club. And that motherfucker is a strip club song. Like, I just seen it. Like, it could be in a movie. You know what I'm saying? You know the movie scene. That's some movie shit. And that's playing in the background while the strippers are strippers and the cops is talking or whatever. They trying to get some information. And that song, that's what I hear. You feel me? When I seen that, all kind of visuals. I was just sitting there going, damn. You know, like people be in church and they get hit with the Holy Ghost and they just can't control it. I was like, damn, okay. I wanted to start doing the Jamaican shit. You know what I mean? I'm sitting in my chair just, I was going to go to the islands and shit. I ain't never been. I was going to go.
You got to go to the islands.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
Nah, but that's what I saw in that, man. I seen all kind of things, man. You're a remarkable artist. Keep doing your thing. You're a talent. I just thank God that shout out to your manager, man, Victor James, man. Victor.
Well, man, my mom's my manager. Shout out my mom, Jay.
Okay.
Shout out Vic.
Yeah, Vic got in touch with me, so you know, your people is doing their job. Your mom is doing her job, because whoever working for her, working for you, y'all own it.
Thank you. You on the show. You get this bag. Y'all get this bag.
That's what's up. Well, let's talk about what, because we got about 7 minutes left before we get out of here. So tell everybody again where to get your music, promote your music and your brand and everything, and then we gonna ride out to this way.
Okay, you could find What on, actually go check out the What video on YouTube. It's out now. You can find What on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you have streaming services. This song is when a nigga not coming the right way, you gotta what? Like, just because you got a little funky change, you think you're going to get a something strange, you feel me? But
it ain't gonna work that way,
you feel me?
Right.
So, you know, tell a nigga what? You gotta come correct, baby. And that's what is about. So, check it out.
Take no time. I don't wanna wait, no. I can't decide. Oh, 'cause what if you don't call me back? Playing with my mind. I would think you want me back, but I think you got it. What if I'm not into that and I just want your time?
Right.
Time. Why don't you? Boy, you the only one to get to wetter. I fuck for mistaken, but better. I'm not the one to test it out ever.
I got excited when I said the first one was a strip club song. That one just hit straight off like damn. Regardless, you got fucking great music. I mean, period. It's just great. People going crazy in the IG live, hearts going up. I mean, you know what I mean? Shout out to Chef Green, you know what I mean? I see you, Chef A Green. Gorilla Hef in the building, man. Y'all tap in, man. That's what it is, man. Go get Jordan Pauline. Look her up, run her up. Available on all streaming sites. Hey, I just want to tell y'all, put God first and family second and everything else shall follow. Jordan, talk to the people.
Yes.
Tell them what it is, man. Tell them what it ain't.
Heaven. Just in general.
Tell them what it is and tell them what it ain't. As in general. Tell them. Where to get your music, Spotify, iTunes. Tell them where to find you, your streaming sites, when you open up shows, if you get to do shows again.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Where you going to be available at? Who to contact? You know what I mean? Tell them. I mean, because it's all digital right now, baby.
Well, you could find me on social media. Follow me on Instagram at Jordan Pauline, JourDin. I will be updating my site soon with some merch and a whole new rollout. When this corona shit's over, I will be doing shows. I'll be posting my tour dates and stuff. That was the plan this year, but, you know, God has a plan always, so I'm chilling. Yeah, that's coming soon, me touring and seeing. You just go to jordanpauline.com. I want to get updated on that, but don't go there yet because it's not ready. You just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jordan Pauline, JourDin. I'll be dropping my EP soon. Yeah, shout out my mama, shout out Victor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And, you know, let's keep this shit going. Let's go stream Jordan Pauline. Yay.
That's what's up. I appreciate you, man. Just keep doing your thing, keep grinding, keep shining, keep writing, keep singing. You know what I mean? Keep being an inspiration. Keep being positive. You know what I mean? Artists want AIDS and have an HIV-related education. You know what I mean? Y'all tap into that. Hey, you know what I mean? That's our nonprofit organization. You know? That's what we're doing, man. I appreciate your time. God bless you, and thank you again.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was nice.
Jordan Pauline right there, man. We inside the Culture's Corner, man. Your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, and more. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. I'm your host, Coach Ali. X's and O's in execution, man. Hey, go check her out, man. Fucking amazing artist. You know what I'm saying? This shit was fucking bananas, man. Y'all have to check it out, man. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. And Richie Evans will be on there, too. You feel me? We going to run his play next week, man. I'm out of here, man. God first, your family second, and everything else y'all follow. You know the motto.
That's what you want, a king, kilo, doom, boom, top city, the field, the council,
707, stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom Coon get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
It's set up on the block, on the corner and post. This is the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali, showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.